Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Hargrove. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. And now, play ball. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrove for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning bunts towards the mound. Trout fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington, who is chasing the ball. Thornton reaches third base with a triple. Manning goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Trout. Thornton scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Squires moves to third. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hargrove. May reaches second base with a double. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove is hit by the pitch. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive towards third. Pryor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Hargrove moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Squires reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first, with Paxton covering, for the out. Squires moves to third. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Kuiper reaches third base with a triple. Alexander goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to third. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Paxton covering, for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Horta reaches second base with a double. Lemon moves to third. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Lemon scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Monge now pitching. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 3 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garr for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Squires hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kuiper is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hargrove hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister bunts towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning moves to third. Bonds moves to second. Ed Farmer now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor juggles the ball. That's an error on Pryor. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Pryor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris pinch hits for Ted Cox. Guy Hoffman now pitching. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Jim Norris. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning scores. Bonds scores. Thornton moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Dave Rosello pinch runs for Ron Pruitt. Mike Proley now pitching. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Rosello moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Thornton scores. Rosello moves to third. Alexander moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-3 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Alexander moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Verizer moves to second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-2, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hargrove moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Indians. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Rosello now playing third base. Del Alston now playing right field. Junior Moore pinch hits for Claudel Washington. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-3 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hargrove. Pryor reaches second base with a double. Bill Naerodny pinch hits for Milt May. Bill Naerodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naerodny hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pryor moves to third. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Pryor scores. Naerodny moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-3, Indians. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Ralph Garr. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Nordhagen reaches second base with a double. Narodny scores. It's 10-4, Indians. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Nordhagen moves to third. Squires moves to second. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Nordhagen scores. Squires moves to third. Lemon moves to second. It's 10-5, Indians. Victor Cruz now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing right field. Bill Narodny now catching. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Greg Pryor now playing shortstop. Fred Howe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Narodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narodny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Narodny hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.